Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek Movie Cast, episode 319. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gass, joined by Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
Corey Feinstein.
Yo, yo.
And Tony Korkanakis.
Hey!
What's up, guys? Welcome, guys. Welcome, listeners, to episode 319. Woo!
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 Wow, guys. It is Thanksgiving week. It is Thanksgiving week. So hopefully you're listening to this beforehand, because we will probably mention some deals, stuff going on.
Yeah.
But,
you know, since we're on the topic of Thanksgiving, how many Thanksgiving movies are there? Like, we can name, like, endless Christmas movies, but how many Thanksgiving movies are there? I had a conversation with a couple coworkers today, and we're like, we're struggling here. Like,
it's like the Thanksgiving songs. You got the Adam Sandler one, and then that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a Peanuts Thanksgiving. I know that.
Yeah, right. That's the only one we named.
I mean, off the top of my head, I can't think of one.
Yeah.
You know why there's no Thanksgiving movies and stuff? Because there's nothing to sell you on Thanksgiving.
Oh, there's turkey. Food. Lots of food.
Yeah.
There's food, but you eat food anyway. There's no costumes. There's no millions of gifts.
Chocolates, flowers.
Yeah, they can't sell you anything aside from a turkey.
You can't sell freedom.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess there's not much. They can sell us everything on Black Friday the day after.
Yeah,
that's true.
As they're going to try this year.
Yeah, and that's why.
Well,
that's
not
why
even the day after.
Now.
It's freaking the day of. And like, all right, you done with the dinner at 6 o'clock? Because we're open.
Yep. Oh, they're open. I mean, there's sales going on right now. Yeah. Literally right now. I actually ordered a few movies today from Best Buy because they were like $3.99. Yeah, I got Hateful Eight. What did I get? Jesus, a couple movies like The Wolverine. Mm-hmm. You know, not Wolverine Origins, but The Wolverine, which was a good one.
Okay.
What else did I get? Jeez, I got a bunch of stuff. I had to look it up, but
I have the early access for being a My Elite member, so I might pick up Deadpool.
Yes.
I think, for like $7 or something.
Oh, I got The Hobbit, Battle of the Five Armies, because that was $5.99, and I needed to finish my trilogy. I got
you
two of them.
You don't need to finish shit.
Yes, you do. You don't know how it works. And I got Batman the Killing Joke for $6.99.
I thought you guys didn't even like that.
Eh, it's good for the collection.
Is it?
I wouldn't have gotten it.
But I don't know. I think I got caught up in the day one of sales, so I bought a bunch. I took EX. I took that EX Machina movie X Machina out. I had that originally in my cart, and I took that out. And also had Finding Dory for $12.99, but I didn't buy that either.
Both those
I heard
movies,
that was,
well, are probably better than The Killing Joke. I can say one definitely is. I haven't seen.
Well, Finding Dory is simply Finding Nemo, the same movie, just Finding Dory. Right, it's the same exact movie. I don't know.
Better than The Killing Joke. It doesn't change my ass. If it is the same exact movie, I just think that Killing Joke was a terrible film.
You guys totally turned me off to watching that. Like, ever.
Yeah,
you don't need to. If you read the comic, and that's it. You don't need to see the movie.
Just read the comic. The beginning part was just bad.
But if I skipped out of that beginning part...
It's not even the second part, because the second part doesn't even really faithfully represent the struggle between the two characters that depicted so well in the comic.
You mean the rape struggle? Not rape struggle.
Well, I don't think. I don't really think that's true. I think you just, when you look at a comic, you sort of build more of stuff in between in your mind more than.
Well, there are comic book adaptions that have been great.
I'm friends with your dad and father figure / mentor to your ex boyfriend. We should fucking bang.
Yeah, it's not
fucking bad.
I just say, like, Planet Hulk changed a lot of things, and I thought that was a great adaption of the comic, even though it changed a bunch. Still was faithful. Planet Hulk.
I'm still trying to figure out Thanksgiving Day movies.
Whatever. There's no toy deals with Thanksgiving movies. So
yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, there's like an assortment of movies on Black Friday at the different stores you can go to. You'll see like a whole bunch for $3.99, $4.99.
Right. I found a list. You want to go through this list really quick?
Sure.
the notable ones. Right. I don't need to hear about like Dear John and shit like that.
No, it's like the top. It's like top nine. They apparently couldn't find a 10th one.
Oh, okay.
So Charlie Bound Thanksgiving. Obviously, we named that number two. Ooh, I did like this one. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Okay. Oh, that's a Thanksgiving movie. Go. I thought it was Christmas.
Yeah, no, they were trying to get home.
Does it cover Thanksgiving, but it's really Christmas holiday? No.
He's trying to get home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I always thought that was Christmas, too. It's been a while.
I like that movie. I'm gonna try to find that for Thanksgiving. Adam's Family Values in 1993. I didn't know that.
Why is that Thanksgiving?
Is that the second one or the first one?
That's because they have the camp. They have that little Thanksgiving reenactment.
That's the second one, then.
Number four is National Lampoon's Thanksgiving Family Reunion in 2003. Didn't even know that fucking existed.
That didn't happen.
Is that straight to video?
That did
not. Judge Reinhold's in it, though. Holy shit. And Bryan Cranston. I kind of want to watch this now. My favorite, Jack and Jill from 2011, starring Adam Sandler and Adam Sandler.
There you go.
did I make one of you guys watch that, too, then?
Someone watched it.
I don't know if you're being like.
Record?
Two of us watched it.
I think. Well, you knew that, Tony, right? Like, you knew that you made us watch that.
I know. I made at least one person. I don't remember who I made watch it.
No, we both watched it together.
Jim and I.
And to be fair, I only made you guys watch it because I had to watch it with my family. I couldn't even get out of it. It wasn't like I lost a bet. It was like, oh, Jack and Jill, let's watch that. I was like, no, please, God, no.
No, it's. Not a good movie.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Number six of nine, You've Got Mail, 1998, Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Really?
Never saw it.
That's not really Thanksgiving.
I thought that wasn't a game. I thought it was Christmas time.
Any of these movies.
It spans time. That's the problem.
It spans time. Time and space, because they go places. Number seven of nine is Garfield's Thanksgiving from 1989.
Okay. Is there an Ernest Saves Thanksgiving on there?
I don't know. Number eight is the original Rocky.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Is there Thanksgiving? I guess there must be Thanksgiving in there somewhere.
I guess that's like calling Die Hard a Christmas movie.
No. Die Hard.
Wait a minute, Mike. It's the same idea, though. Do not hate on me who love Rocky. You can't sit
Rocky
there.
Rocky all take place during one day. Does it take place during one day? This is the fucking climax of the movie wrapped around with Thanksgiving tape.
I think we found Mike's trigger.
Holy shit. Why are you so angry? Why are you so angry?
Well, he knows.
Do not consider 100%
incorrect comparison.
I do not consider Die Hard a Christmas movie. That's all. And he knows that. That's why he's doing that.
It's as much of a Christmas movie as anything else.
No, it's not.
Well, we've had this argument. We can move on. I was just trying to say, because like, when you think of Rocky, you don't think of the holiday. When you think of Die Hard, you don't really think of it as a Christmas movie. But I guess, I mean, it could be. I fall more on that side. But anyway, what else? What's nine? What's number nine?
And then number nine. I have to read the description for this. This is technically a Christmas movie, but considering the fact that a drunk Santa Claus getting fired before the Thanksgiving parade kicks off the events of the movie, it's the perfect film to say goodbye to Thanksgiving and usher in the December festivities.
That bad
AKA
Santa?
Miracle on the 34th Street, 1994. What?
Miracle on 34th Street?
This list is reaching badly.
That was the top Google hit, man. Right. I have another list. Yeah. I'll just go through it. You guys can continue, and I'll say if there's anything different in this.
All right. So anyways, let's go to the box office real quick while we're doing that.
Oh, Dutch! That was a good movie. You guys remember that?
I never saw Dutch.
Is that with Tom Hanks?
No.
I don't know then. I don't know what movie you're talking about.
Ed O'Neill.
Oh.
Yeah. Married with Children. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that is a good movie. If you guys... Oh, I'm sorry. It was a good bad movie.
Preface that.
A good bad movie. It's kind of funny now.
Well, I think we're in the same list here. This is the How Stuff Works list.
Yeah.
All right, there's a severe lack of Thanksgiving movies.
Pocahontas? Isn't that like, how is that a good, that's like the, that is.
There's the definitive Thanksgiving movie, Pocahontas. There it is.
Oh, wait, guys, I will say my favorite one right now, Son-in-Law.
I didn't see that one.
That one, Pauly Shore, the son-in-law. Good movie. Bad movie. But one of those bad, good movies. All right, box office. What do we have? Number one, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them at $74.5 million. Debuting, okay.
Much slower. I thought it was going to hit 90 easily. Like, easily. Yeah. I was expecting it to be almost 100.
Oh, I agree. I'm in the same boat. Let me just... Where's this loading? So, it's a big drop-off for Doctor Strange at number two at 17.8. But Fantastic Beasts didn't open as strong as Doctor Strange. Different types of movies. But, again, I thought that the hype, like the movie season, we were going to have a pretty good November. I guess it's decent. It's just not quite as good as I expected. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to really gauge with such a weird sort of prequel that has almost none of the characters. And, like, a lot of people I don't think even knew this was related to the Harry Potter movies.
Well, you know what's funny was the fact... I think they knew that it was going to open this week because the fact that they were announcing that Dumbledore was going to be in the second one...
Yeah, they kind of drum a pipe.
Yeah, yeah. I think they know they're like, oh, shit, we got to bring in a name for this now. Mm-hmm. So I think they were tracking that properly. So I didn't see it. Tony, did you see this?
Yeah.
And you liked it, right? What did you think?
You know, I like Harry Potter. I'm not the biggest fan, but I thought it was really enjoyable for what it was. Like, it was just a side story of, like, this other character that, to my knowledge, doesn't really have big relevance in the greater scope of things. Like, I don't think anything he did really affected the main story for Harry Potter. But the main character was funny. He's quirky. He's not very likable. But, you know, he meets a muggle or a non-magi or whatever they call him in America. And it's just about them getting in trouble and, you know, having to save the day, so to speak, and stuff like that. But I don't know, it was an interesting take just because they had, like, the American, like, 1920 setting, which I think, you know, we talked about this before for, you know, like, you know, the first Captain America movie and even when they did the Agent Carter series that, I don't know, I just like seeing that kind of era just because it's not something you see too often these days anymore. So it was nice. I it was fun. You know, had some laughs, had some feels. I'm actually really interested in seeing the second one, you know, even though, again, I didn't really care for the main Harry Potter thing just because I think by the time I did get into it, it was like a lot of the big moments were spoiled for me. But this one, I'm kind of interested in seeing where it goes. And I think I had mentioned last week how Mike's quirks with or problems with young Peter Parker being in school. I kind of feel that same way about Harry Potter. Like, I didn't really care about seeing these, like...
adolescents.
Adolescents, like, going through this dumb bullshit. And it's like, you're wizards. Like, really? You care about this shit? So this, you know, this movie has none of that. It's just adults, you know, stuff like that. Although there is still some weird romance stuff, but it's not like, someone didn't dance with me at the ball. Yeah.
Not like, teeny bopper romance.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, right. I would recommend... If you're a Harry Potter fan... What's wrong with you?
You gotta see it, yeah.
What's wrong with you, Jim?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I gotta go see it. I'm going away this weekend, so I don't even know how I'm gonna see it. But anyways, all right, number three on the list is Trolls, number four is Arrival, and number five is Almost Christmas.
I've heard a lot of good things about Arrival, actually.
I wanna see this one. Yeah. I'd actually rather go see this than the Fantastic Beasts. I would. So, opening this week, Bad Santa 2, which is
why did they make a sequel? Did the first one even get good reviews?
First one was kind of like one of those.
It's like a cult movie.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Really?
I liked it.
It did better on video than in the theaters.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know, but there's your box office. Let's get into movie news real quick, guys. Inhumans. We didn't talk. We mentioned this last week on the podcast that Inhumans is going to be getting a series. I think we mentioned it. Or maybe it broke the day after. I don't know. But they've detailed since about what exactly is going on with the Inhumans franchise. We did talk about it on the podcast, actually, now I'm thinking about it. We mentioned it because it happened during it. Mm-hmm. So Inhumans is actually going to be getting an IMAX treatment. So basically, the first two episodes of the Inhumans series, which is coming to ABC, is going to be shown in IMAX. First, before coming to ABC.
Okay.
So the whole show is being shot in IMAX, the entire series. It's going to be eight episodes long. Again, it's a mini series like we were thinking. Eight episodes long. First two of them are being shown, and all of them are being shot. So I would assume that we're going to get maybe the other episodes in IMAX at some point.
This probably depends on the reception.
Yeah, well, IMAX is actually paying for the first two episodes entirely. They're footing the bill for the cost. So that's what is going on with this series, essentially.
Mm.
So Black Bolt will have that whole story. Finally have a real, like, which really doesn't bode well for that Inhumans movie, which is dead in the water.
I think we said that's never, I don't think it's ever coming.
No.
This is the closest you'll get those two episodes on IMAX.
Yeah. Yep, two episodes on IMAX. So yeah, that's opening, I don't know when that's coming, next year, I think, or the year after. I think it's next fall, actually. So, all right, what else we have? We have more Howard the Duck. You remember Howard the Duck in the, was he in the stinger of Guardians 2? Of Guardians, yeah. I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So Batista is actually teasing that he's going to be in Guardians 2.
In a more prominent role, or just as another like cameo appearance?
Just another cameo. Basically, they came out and said that there's no plans right now to make a Howard the Duck movie. And then they were talking to Batista about it, and he said, well, as long as there's a James Gunn directing the film, there's a possibility of Howard the Duck. That's kind of basically what he said. But
so it's non-news is really what it is.
I guess. I just expected to see him as well.
Fuck Howard the Duck.
That was one of the most creepy-ass movies ever.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. All right, what else we have here? We have Angela Bassett will be the mother of Black Panther? What?
Yep, she was cast.
So she's no longer Waller. She's going to be in Black Panther. It's jumping ship.
Yeah, jumping straight across.
When was she Waller?
She was Waller in Green Lantern.
Oh, fuck that. That movie does not exist.
Yeah, it does. No, Warner Brothers would like you to forget that, but...
but it does exist. It was actually on TV. It was on TV, like, last weekend.
Wow.
I think everyone in that movie wants you to forget it exists.
I'm pretty certain. Pretty certain.
Ron Reynolds is like, yep, I was never Green Lantern. I've always been Deadpool. What are you talking about?
Never existed. Oh, man. Whoa, shoot. I just maximized things and probably froze my computer. Awesome.
Awesome. All right.
So, Deadpool 2. Oh, talking about Ryan Reynolds. that's weird timing. Deadpool 2 director. Actually, no.
Very Deadpool promising. Director. This is very promising. I like
yes,
it.
Yes, it is. David Leitch? Leitch?
Yes. One of those.
Sure.
I'm going to say Leitch.
Leitch.
Go for it.
It's German, I would assume.
Lick.
Could be Lick.
Like.
Anyways, the John Wick's director. We're going to do it that way instead.
One of them.
Yeah. John is going to be confirmed now to be directing Deadpool 2, which is awesome to hear because of how good John Wick was.
Yes.
That's just awesome news. So well,
he's like from the stunt world, so he knows stunts and action and things. So I find that to be very promising, and especially since John Wick was made on like a tight budget.
Yep.
This is in the same vein. It's promising, and like I said, people were kind of like, this is gonna go like terrible because that Tim Miller guy is gone. But really, it's Ryan Reynolds is that character, and as long as you get somebody who's competent, I think he'll be fine. And this guy seems to be, from what his resume shows, pretty good. So, and like again, he's only one half of what John Wick was, but it's promising.
Hopefully he's the better half. I don't know. We'll find out.
Even if he's half of the half, it's equal.
Even
half.
If he's half the man we think he is,
it should be good. Yeah, I mean, because it's going to be a fun character, and John Wick was a great film. So
cool. All right, let's get into what we've been up to, guys. Tony, kick us off. What have you been watching?
Like I said, saw Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Like I said, it was good. I'd probably give it.
Did Fantastic Beasts have any fantastic beats in it?
No, the music wasn't really memorable.
Anybody wearing those headphones with the bees on them?
No.
Jay-Z show up? Or no, Dr. Dre?
Dr. Dre.
But did it have fantastic cinematic beats?
There's some interesting parts, but I don't know, I'd probably give it around a 7.5, like slightly above average.
Okay.
And again, I'm not a Harry Potter fan, so I don't do it that what you may.
No, it's promising because it does seem to be like its own thing as well as part of that universe, which is what I would hope it to be, not trying to like be exactly what Harry Potter was.
Right. So. Exactly. It's and you know, kind of like not that I 100% agree with the way Mike has this message, but you know, there is that superhero like just tons of those movies coming out every year now. It's kind of refreshing to see something that's like not like that, you know.
Well, Mike just said peace out.
Mike dropped on us. Oh boy,
he's like fuck that.
Fuck that. Yep.
Yeah, no, that's cool. It's interesting that it's coming right after Doctor Strange, which is a you know magical character. So it's easy to put
Welcome
those comparisons.
Back, Mike. Did it piss you off that much, Tony's statement?
I didn't hear anything. I just 7.5, and then Skype.
You're a little low now, but yeah, I was saying, quiet. Though I don't agree with the overall tone of your message, I was saying that with so many superhero movies these days, you know, every year more and more, it was nice to see a different, you know, just like magical thing, fantasy, instead of just like, oh, you know, people in spandex and whatnot just beating each other up. So it was refreshing in that sense. But.
Well, that and it's also not that Allegiance series or Hunger Games.
Right. So. Young adult. I did see this preview for that new Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence movie.
Yeah, I did. I want to see that actually.
I saw the preview for that and I was like, that seems pretty interesting. It's a different concept. Mm-hmm. And after watching the preview, I was like, you know what? That's probably like some kind of anime or manga something. Like just like the premise. For those of you who don't know, there's a spaceship that goes to explore some other, you know, galaxy or something like that. So these people get loaded up on a ship and put into, you know, like the cryo-freeze sleep thing or whatever. But then for some reason, they're supposed to be in deep sleep for like 120 years. But at the like 30-year mark, you know, aka 90 years before they're supposed to wake up, Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence just so happen like their pods get activated. And for whatever reason, they can't go back into sleep. So it's about them living on the ship. And of course, you know, hot young actress, aka character, whatever, you know, they fall in love and just start, you know, banging, whatever.
I think it's Keanu Reeves, but I don't remember sure, but somebody's been wanting to make this movie for like 15 years.
Oh, really?
And then like, he's been shopping around, you know, as his project. And I think I want to say it's Keanu Reeves, but like it got bought by a whole bunch of people. It's been traded hands and stuff. And then finally, like he had like a $25 million budget for the movie or something. And then wherever it landed, it became like $125 million. And they got Chris Pratt and like totally kicked him out. Like,
oh, shit, really?
Yeah, he has nothing to do with it now.
Was that why Keanu Reeves got photographed being sat on that bench a couple years ago?
Maybe.
Was it that day?
It could be.
What I'm talking about, that like meme for a little while?
Mm-hmm.
Or sad Keanu Reeves?
Oh, okay, and the sad Keanu Reeves. Yeah.
I want to say it was him, but I don't remember exactly. I can look it up, too. Yeah. What was that movie called, by the way?
Which one?
We
ask questions we don't have answers to, Corey.
Well, we got to give it... Oh, Passengers. Okay.
That's what it is. So yeah, that seems interesting. I'd like to see. It's just a different take. You know, like I'm hesitant to say this because kind of like I appreciate these smaller movies with big name actors where, you know, there's hardly like there's no big cast. It's not like the budget is super huge or anything like that, although 125 is pretty damn big for mainly two characters. But with Will Smith and his son, was it Titan 8 or After Earth? Was it?
Yeah, After Earth.
Yeah. Hopefully it's like this, but better. You know, done, executed well, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Other than that,
it was Keanu Reeves. I was looking.
Oh, poor Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I forgot to mention the other week, what I wanted to mention was, so I got my Surface Pro a couple months ago. And I finally got around to starting to download comics and stuff that I own digitally. And I went through the IDW published Transformer series just because there was a humble mumble like a year ago. And then, you know, that book series is actually really well written. Despite me being like a Transformers like fan, the stories are just actually really well written. The characters are fantastic, and stuff they introduce early on in the series comes back later, and you're like, holy shit, like, it was staring me right in the face, and nobody even knew. And, like, these characters come back that you're like, oh, damn, I didn't think that was going to happen. And they kind of split off the series into two different ones, where one's, like, kind of traditional Transformers with Optimus Prime and, like, Cybertron and just trying to, you know, get shit under control. And there's this other series called More Than Meets the Eye, where it's Hot Rod or Rodimus, depending on how you know him. And he's a commander of the ship, and they're looking for, like, their the first Transformers or whatever. But they go into, like, deep space to try to find him, and they get into, like, all these weird alien interaction hijinks along the way. And I don't know. It's a really cool series. I didn't think I was going to enjoy it as much as I did. I actually, like, plowed through what I own in, like, a week, and I was like, eh, you know, I'll read it casually, and no, can't do that here. But other than that, I have not watched Star Wars Rebels, been meaning to do that.
Same, I'm 2 episodes behind on that.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't know.
I usually wait with Rebels.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling right now, but we'll see. That's all I've been up to, though.
Alright, Mike? You gotta turn yourself up a little. Your volume, at least.
It might not be. Yeah, the headset might not be working or something.
Try changing the input to the headset if you haven't done that yet.
Ooh, hello.
Nope.
I think you're whatever computer you're using. I think you're using that mic instead. Maybe unplug it. Plug it back in.
Yeah. Unplug back in the headset. Oh wait, what was that?
Hello.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was just moved then.
yeah.
Anyway, I think I watched Flash. There was a Flash this week, right?
Maybe. I think there was.
Don't
I
follow those either. Shows anymore. So
I know.
I'm done.
what happened?
It obviously wasn't relevant enough to make you remember.
I don't remember. It was fine, I guess. Stuff probably with Caitlin. Okay. That's enough of that. Saw Arrow. Arrow's still better with Dolph Lundgren in the past flashbacks. The flashbacks are almost more interesting than the current world storyline.
It's like it reversed course here. It's...
Yeah. But Arrow's okay. I still hate the new team, but it's okay. Then there was Legends. I don't remember. Whatever. Okay. Then I saw The Walking Dead today, actually. And it's okay, too. I see stuff, you know, sort of building to what I remember from the comics. There's another slower episode, I think, although there was kind of something interesting that happened early on. Like,
what episode is this? 5 or 6?
I don't know. I think it's probably 5. There hasn't been that many episodes yet. It's all right. Again, nothing too exciting happening in any of these shows, really. So yeah, that's
all
about
leading
it.
Up to their breaks and shit.
Yeah,
that's it, really. Nothing too crazy.
All right, Corey.
Yeah, I haven't watched anything really that significant except for Kubo. I watched that.
Oh, cool. How was that?
That was really good. Well done, Sonya and I watched it, and for like stop motion animation, it's ridiculous how much they show you on screen and. Like, you get awed by the visuals. But the story is really well done. It's very tragic, you know, that whole Japanese-style story. And
I want to check it out,
though.
About
the message, but I would say it's absolutely worth watching. And if you're a fan of animation, any kind of animation, it's awesome to see. Like, there are some really cool sequences in that.
Cool. Yeah, I want to check that out. I definitely do. I was just talking about that this weekend, so I want to see it. So yeah, is that it?
Yeah.
For me, it's been what have I been watching? Raiders of the Lost Ark. I watched.
All right.
Good. That movie is so good. That movie's so good.
Holds up.
I know it holds up perfectly. Like, it's good.
Yeah.
But other than that, not much. I mean, that's pretty much it. The standard shows. I'm behind a little bit on Arrow. I'm one episode behind on Supergirl, so I'm a little
You're not behind enough on Arrow.
Arrow's moving up in the pecking order for WB shows. I mean, CW shows.
Now. Oh, actually, I'm caught up on Gotham.
Oh, God.
It's been fine. There's nothing wrong with the show whatsoever.
I don't know. I'm never going to bother to catch up on that, I don't think.
Yeah, it's better than anything you're watching on CW, but go ahead.
You say that about everything, and then I watch it, and look, no, it's not.
That's because everything is better than anything on CW right now. Like, so much shit is
that
better.
Is like the
so much shit
blanket statement. Like, that is the definition of a blanket statement.
Yeah, yes, it is. It's just poking fun at CW's crappy shows right now. Their quality has been terrible.
And yet you're still watching them, Jim.
I'm like three episodes behind on each show right now. The only one I'm only one episode behind on is Supergirl, which is probably
Supergirl,
the strongest on CW.
I'm actually gonna watch today's Supergirl because it is the beginning of the crossover stuff. Which actually looks pretty interesting just because, well, it's her. There's this whole other dimension to it.
Yep. I think it looks really cool. And I guess they have Cyborg Superman in there someplace, so I want to check that out too.
Yeah, he's like, I guess, the current villain now. I don't know. I need to catch up again. I never really went to, you know, CWwhatever.com to catch up on that either, but I feel like it'll be okay to just jump in anyway.
Probably.
All right. So I think that's gonna do it. I think we're good, right?
Yeah.
All right. So that's gonna wrap up the movie cast episode 319. Listeners, tune into our games cast coming up, or if you haven't or seen it before, whatever. Write us podcast@allyoucangeek.net for any comments, questions, whatever you have for us. We all of us here, I think we all want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving, right?
Yep. Thanks for listening or watching.
Thanks for listening, and yeah, we're thankful for you listening to our and viewing. Yes. So subscribe to us on YouTube, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @AllYouCanGeek as well, and keep coming back, keep tuning in next week. So thanks.
Happy holiday.